Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, Go and Preach to Them.
St. Matthew chapter number 10, verse 5 through 16, and Jonah chapter number 1. When you have the word, one more time, just with me, say, I have the word. All right. Matthew chapter number 10, let's read. And these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into the city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go gather the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received. Freely you shall give. Continue.
Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Now whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it.
Yes.
But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you nor hear your words when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents, and harmless as doves.
Jonah chapter number one, while you're getting it there, amen. Verse 7 and verse 16 in Matthew is important. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom is at hand. Heal the sick. Pick one. Cleanse the leper. Pick one. Raise the dead. Pick one. There's three categories of people there that I'll come back and I'll lift that we have the opportunity to preach to. We just have not identified they ready for preaching. Cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely you give. Behold, I send you forth. Verse 16. He that went and sold his wife, the writer of Proverbs told us, but behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents. He that went and sold his wife, be wise as serpent, but then also be harmless as dove. That means carry a love with you that is irresistible. Jonah chapter number 1. You have the word. Jonah chapter number 1. It says, Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah, wow, rose up to flee from Tarshish and from the presence of the Lord, from his presence assignment. That's what he's doing. And he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. I thought he was told to go to Nineveh. What is he doing in Tarshish? Come on, ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, what you doing over there? That's not where you've been commanded to go. What you doing over there? But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. It is a dangerous state when you're running from God. God, I could preach all of this a long time today, but I'm not. All right. And Jonah rose up to flee from Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof. You pay for leaving the will of God. It costs you. The most valuable resource that we pay for when we run from God and we do not do what he tells us to do is we lose time. Now, I know he's a redeemer, but what could I have done if I had not wasted that time over there doing that? Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you may have wasted some time before, but that's over. Tell them you're going to use the rest of your days wisely. Somebody ought to say, thank you for prophesying to me like that. Anybody besides me feel like you ain't got no time to waste? I don't have no more time to waste. I don't waste it enough time. Now, some of you younger ones, you don't know what time is yet, so you probably can waste some time. But some of us over 25, we can't waste no more time. He paid for the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And for a few moments, I want to preach. Pick one and preach to them. You're going to hear this a lot, so I'll go ahead and put it out. You're going to hear this a lot, so please write it down somewhere. Introduce, invite, impact, and influence. You're going to hear this a lot in this season. Introduce, invite, impact, influence. We're about to move, amen, from the three C's, and we're about to get into the four I's. Introduce, invite, impact, and influence. While I was going about my week this week, I got a text from a young member of this congregation, and he said, Pastor, can I have some of your time on Sunday? And I'm like, okay, help me. Are you talking about my time to hang out? He said, nah. He said, I'm talking about your time to preach. And I said, what? He said, I want a little bit of your time. And when they're this young and they want to do that, how can I say no? So this morning I got a special treat for you. Amen. Master Asa Payne, he's going to come to us for a few minutes this morning. I asked him, I said, I don't know if I should tell y'all all that. I said, you know, preachers get paid. I said, if you preach, do I got to pay you? He said, absolutely. Come on, y'all, let's receive Master Asa Payne. Let the Lord use you, little preacher. I'll subtract from my time, whatever time he uses, y'all. Don't get nervous.
Today I'm going to be talking about how we need to move out of our comfort zone and share the word of the gospel with others. And we can't do that if we're staying in one spot. That's why we have to move out of our comfort zone. And I was going to read out of Matthew. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Thank you for your time.
Bye. Man. Come on, y'all. Let's appreciate Master Asa Payne. We can't stay in the spot that we've been in. We got to move. Sort of kind of curious, if he gonna preach, how long is he gonna stay that short? Wow, that was incredible. Asa, I'm so proud of you, son. That takes boldness. Do y'all know one of the greatest fears in the world is public speaking? I'm proud of you. Proud of you. Choose one, pick one, and preach to them. Introduce, invite, impact, influence. Father, thank you for the word that you ministered in my heart to preach today. Thank you for reminding me, God, through Master Asa, this is what you're saying to us, Lord. Go preach the gospel. It is the Great Commission. And we don't need licenses. We don't need an ordination. It's not reserved for the Billy Grahams of the earth. It's for us all. So as I preach and as I teach today, God, let me speak it in a way that even the children understand it. Thank you, Father, for insight, and thank you for applicable principles. Thank you, Father, for the knowledge of your word of God that we would have understanding of, and we will know the will of God. Speak through us today. Change all of us. Transform us. And we'll be careful to give you the glory. We'll be careful to give you the honor and the praise. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Ministers, you may be relieved. Hold on. Hang with me a minute, and I'll release you in a minute. But for a few moments, I want to talk about pick one. Choose one. Go preach to them. Somebody do me a favor. Talk to your neighbor. Say, pick one. Come on, tell them, choose one. And tell them, go preach to them. All right. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish. Thank you. Jesus said, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely you have given. This great gospel that we've heard, this great gospel that has impacted us, saved us, transformed us, inspired us, gave us promotion, this great gospel that we've heard, how is it that we could have heard it, but then we refuse to now go preach it? Too powerful for that. The distinct elder, the apostle, the pastor, the teacher, the prolific evangelist Paul, he sort of kind of informs us why many of us do not go preach the gospel. Because in preaching the gospel, there is a tension that we sort of kind of, for the most part, we already are aware of. If I'm going to preach the gospel, there is a tension. There is a tension. If I'm going to preach it, if I'm going to adhere, if I'm going to follow, if I'm going to fulfill the Great Commission, then as we begin this path of learning how to be prophetic evangelists, then one of the first things we are going to do is we're going to identify this great tension. Somebody say with me, great tension. All right? And Apostle Paul, turn there real quickly in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 12 through 17, he tells us what this tension is. All right. He tells us what this great tension is if I'm going to preach the gospel. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2, in verse number 12, he says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach the gospel, Christ's gospel, and that's the gospel that we preach is Christ's gospel. We don't preach any other gospel. Even if another angel come preaching another gospel, we don't receive it. But Paul said we preach Christ's gospel. And a door was opened unto me of the Lord. And I had no rest in my spirit because I found not Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went to thence to Macedonia. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge and of us in every place. So Apostle Paul is telling us, I went to Troas to preach Christ's gospel. And then when you get by the middle of the text, for we are unto God a sweet savior of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. And you got me where I need to be holding. So thank you, amen. You can take your rest this morning. To one, there is a savior unto death, and to another savior unto life. And who is sufficient of these things? And I know probably if you don't know a little bit of Greek, you don't know a little bit of exegeting a text or hermeneutics, that unto death, death and unto life, savior of life, that probably could be a little bit confusing. So I'm going to try to break it down so you can understand that the tension in the gospel is that some people are going to say yes and be saved. And some people are going to respond as if we didn't preach something, or what we preached was not valid, was not relevant, or what we preached was not acceptable for religion for them, and they're going to reject it. And that is the great tension in us being evangelists. I might be rejected. If you can guarantee me I'm not going to be rejected, then many more would go preach the gospel to the whole world. But Apostle Paul lets us know going in, and Jesus also in verse 7 through 16, he says you're going to go some places that your response going to have to be kick the dust off your feet. So do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you're going to preach. Get over the tension. Guys, the best preacher was rejected by his own people. And if we can ever get over that, that the increase is on God, and if we can ever get over into really loving God, then the love of God that comes from us will cause a love for people to flow out of our heart that we don't want any to perish. And we don't want any to miss this great opportunity for living saved eternally. And so we go to the book of Matthew to understand entirely what he's saying to us about going to preach to them. Matthew is the introduction of the New Testament, and it will introduce us to who this great gospel is all about. Don't go preaching the gospel that's a gospel about living waters. Don't go preaching a gospel that's about the big mega churches that might be mega. Don't go preaching a gospel even that's named under Lawrence. Go preach a gospel like the book of Matthew, that's centered all around Christ. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, if you're going to preach, it must be about Christ. Matthew is the beginning of the good news that is preached all about Christ. It is preached about his birth from a virgin. And I heard... In one of the seminars that I was returning while I was away, we have to really understand that this gospel we preaching, y'all brace yourself, initially it sounds real foolish. Y'all gonna stay with me and let me preach for a few moments today? What do you mean that the gospel that we preach it sounds real foolish? I want to introduce you to a man that was born of a virgin. Foolish. Okay, y'all ain't being honest in here. To the intellectual, to the astute, there is no equation that says a baby can be born of a virgin. That has not only happened once, but it ain't never happened again. Not only go preach about a man that was born of a virgin, but go preach about a man that came to save the world and died at the hands of evil men. If you be the Savior, come on, y'all know your Bible. Save yourself. It doesn't appear like the person that we're preaching about initially can save anybody. He dies at the hands of wicked men. So you want me to preach about a man that died At the hands of wicked men. Somebody said me foolish. And I'm going to validate because some of y'all can't say foolish right now. But the Bible tells us preaching is foolishness. We have to wrap our brain around that what I'm preaching, I'm not preaching to convince heads. I'm trying to convince hearts. Because if I only preach to heads, then heads can't receive the gospel. It takes the heart to receive the gospel. And then when the heart has received the gospel, then salvation is made by the mouth unto salvation. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, initially, preaching sounds foolish. Talking about a man that was born of a virgin, a man that died saying he was going to save a world. And then you want to tell me after the third day, he got up with all power? You better wrap your brain around that folks going to look at you foolish when you say you believe that. And you're going to have to be able to understand what's foolish with men is wise with God. And I'd rather be wise with God and foolish with men. So the gospel is foolish. And that's what Matthew begins to introduce us to, the preaching of this foolishness of the gospel that would be centered around Jesus. Somebody say it to me one more time. Get it etched down in your spirit. Say the gospel initially sounds foolish. And we okay. Matthew begins to introduce us to that. The writings of the gospel would begin to separate the old from the new. The writing of the gospel would indicate that there was something old that is fading away. And now there is something new that is coming that will cause all things to be fulfilled. When we begin to read the Gospels and the books of Matthew, book of Matthew all the way up to the book of John, and really the Gospel does not end with John. Oftentimes we say that, but the Gospel ends with Revelation. The whole New Testament is the Gospel of Jesus Christ. If you don't believe that, read Revelation chapter number 1. He says, this book is about me. So the writing of the gospel indicates that something better is coming. His grace appears, and now salvation will be made available to all which will receive him in their hearts, that will confess his leadership or lordship with their mouths. The gospel is an indication, especially during that day, because God had been silent for over 400 years and they had not heard a clear word from God. So when John comes preaching and the Matthew and the Mark and the Luke and the John begins to write, Israel awakened to say, possibly here comes our king. If there was ever a time that we need inspiration, that something better is coming, it is right now. If there was an ever and a time that we need inspiration, that something better is coming, it was right now. And that's what the book of Matthew did in its day. And I believe because this is a living book, it can do it in our day as well. The book of Matthew is the first of the four gospel, and it begins to really hone us in to what the evangelistic message will be about. And that would be the good news, the glad tidings, and the history of Christ coming into the world to save sinners without doubt. He would convince the world that I came to take away the sins of the world. And it would be the best news that ever came from heaven to earth. The good news, the glad tidings, the history of Christ coming. John 3 picked it up and says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. For whoever believeth in him should not perish. Do me a favor, ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, do you believe in him? All right, you Each one of us have to answer that question. Not do we believe in church. Not do we believe in shouting and dancing. Not do we believe in speaking in tongues. And I believe in all of that. But the most important question that I must answer is, do I believe in him? So do me a favor, ask your neighbor one more time, say, do you believe in him?
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.